Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pony and Mueller, Friday before the Steelers season opener, Monday night in New Jersey against the New York Giants. And we are excited to talk to our next guest. For 9 years, he suited up in the middle of the Steelers defense. And I got a big kick out of watching him play. He's one of my favorite Steelers of all time, actually. He's now in sports media with the Believe Podcast Network, and he's kind enough to give us some time today. LaVon Kirkland is our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. LaVon, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Mueller back in Pittsburgh. How are you today?
Man, I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're psyched. We're pumped. We think Steelers are going to be really good this year.
I think they will be, too.
Let me ask you this, first of all. When you were playing, and we're talking about the mid-90s and early 2000s, how much would you actually play in the preseason, LaVon, and how much did you feel like that helped you in week one?
I think it helped, to get the bugs out. We didn't really play a whole lot. I think maybe the first preseason we would play like maybe one series. The second one, we would play maybe two series, and then the third one, we would play a half. And then the fourth one, we would play maybe a series.
Okay.
So I always thought that the preseason really actually helped you get into a little bit of game shape. So I thought the preseason was helpful.
And game shape's different than football shape, LaVon? Game shape's different?
Yeah, I think so. I think it is different. I think football is a game that it's hard to simulate it. It's really hard to do it during the off season. So you need that practice time. You need a little hitting. You need the flow. And preseason was one of the ways you can get in the flow, but it's a different day. So it can be done differently. We see that it can be done differently. You don't really always see the preseason, but from experience, preseason was good.
LaVon, I want to know what you think as a guy who racked up more than 100 tackles in more seasons than not in your NFL career. If you agree with the people who say that the game fundamentally on the defensive side is a lot less sound, that the tackling, that everything is much worse maybe than it was when you were playing.
I don't know if that's the case. I think that the game has really become ultra offense. I think the game is really protecting the offense. They want to see more scoring. There's some good techniques out there as far as tackling is concerned. I think there's still good coaching. I think they're trying to still coach the technique. But I think there were a lot of things back in the day you can do to really intimidate the offense. And we did those things. And, it made us a dominant defense. I just think that the offenses are better. The game is more geared to the offense. The rules are geared to the offense. And so it's tough to play defense. I coached with the Arizona Cardinals for a while. And honestly, it was just really tough. It was really tough to have a dominant defense because of how spread out the offense is. Things they can do. Quarterbacks understand now that they can pretty much sit back in the pocket and be okay. So I think it's more geared to the offense than saying that the defense is just terrible.
LaVon Kirkland with us here on 93.7 The Fan. One of the reasons why we're bullish on the Steelers' defense, LaVon, is because Devin Bush is going from his rookie year to his sophomore season, and he made a pretty solid debut at inside linebacker, put on the field from day one, and helped force a lot of turnovers, jumped on a lot of loose fumbles, and generally didn't seem like a fish out of water. Year one to year two for you as a starter, your first year as a starter to your second year as a starter, how did you get better? Where did you get better?
Well, my story was a little different. I didn't play middle backer or inside backer until I got to the Pittsburgh Steelers my first year. And so for me, it was getting used to the reads, getting used to all the action coming at you, and some of it coming right in front of you. So for me, it was different. It took me a little while to get it. It took me that next year, but I really believe you learn so much that first year that your second year, you're probably going to improve a whole lot. And for myself, I improved a whole lot. I was a guy who, you know, was a really good athlete, a big athlete, and I just had to get adjusted to the speed of the game. I had to get adjusted to the mental part of the game. And once that happened, the second year got better from the first game in the second year to, like, the third game. That was a big-time improvement for me. So I think everybody, if you're, you know, a pretty good player, you're going to improve from that first year to second year. So that was the case with me. I happened to improve and happened to be the starter my second year, and it just kind of grew from there.
LaVon, to that answer, to build a little bit off of that, obviously people are looking for an improvement from year one to year two with Devin Bush. How did you feel you were able to impact the game differently once you had made that improvement, if that makes sense? How do you think a guy improving from year one to year two allows him to then, at that position on the field, inside, off-ball linebacker, dictate how things happen in the flow of a football game?
Well, I think you just see things better. I think at first, for me, what I know is that you have to understand the game from that perspective. From an inside linebacker, it's more surreal. You know, it's more like, man, there's a lot of moving parts. Outside linebacker, they're either going to you or going away from you. So for the inside linebacker, I felt like my reads were a lot better. I understood what the offense was trying to do to me. I knew that I've already had the athletic skills. I can run. I was pretty quick. And having that knowledge and having that know-how helped me to become more athletic because I knew now what guys were trying to do. I knew what kind of blocks were coming my way. I understood when a team was going to pass the ball, when they're going to run the ball, how they were trying to disguise it, how they were trying to confuse you. So it got so much better because your reads are better now. And plus, you know the defense better, especially if you keep the same scheme. So for me, we had the same scheme. I was in it for a year. And so I was able to enhance my athletic ability by moving around. And what I thought I gave to the team was I could cover and I could rush the passer and I could stop the run. So it just made our team a whole lot better.
We're catching up with LaVon Kirkland now with the Belief Podcast Network. You can find it on, just Google it, BLEAV, and find him there, LaVon Kirkland with us. LaVon, if you got pulled into Mike Tomlin's office and he said, look, we're trying to figure out ways to slow down Lamar Jackson this season, how do we make the MVP from 2019 look like a more average quarterback? What are some tips you would give him?
Oh, wow. You know, I would just try to give him different looks and not give him anything that he could easily read. And I think you have to be very careful as far as rushing him. You would tell your outside linebackers or your defensive ends on third down, you know, rush the lanes. You know, be careful not to overrun. Your guys in the middle, make sure that you're really pressing the pocket. So when he wants to step up, he's going to be running into a lot of trash. And when you got somebody like Bush who can run pretty well, you know, you can keep a spy in there every once in a while. But you try to make sure that you're rushing smart instead of guys are just trying to get to the quarterback or trying to get outside, because any kind of misstep, a guy like that can step away from pressure and really kill you, especially against one-on-one against one-on-one coverage. So I just think that the guys who are rushing him have to be careful with their rush lanes, making sure they're not overrunning and making sure that he's in front of them. So if you do that, you can have some success. You know, every once in a while, send some blitzes at him, but making sure that you're not overrunning it, making sure that you're not letting him have a alley to run in, because if he has an alley to run in, then he's going to be trouble. Mm-hmm. Then he's going to put your defense in some spots. And defense is energy. It's a lot of energy that you do give out. And the more you stay on the field, the more he can run and get big first downs, the weary you're gonna get really tired. It's going to be really tough on your defense. So, you know, just be smart in how you rush him and making sure that you're keeping him in front of you.
LeVon, I got one more question about another great quarterback, the 2018 MVP, because people here are pretty optimistic about the Steelers for obvious reasons, but there's a big giant kind of waiting at the end of the AFC, and it's Patrick Mahomes and it's the Chiefs. You've played a lot of football. You've watched a lot of football. Where do you rank him already among guys at that position that you've seen?
Wow. Well, a lot of times we would not like to give a young guy a lot of credit and call him an all-time great. But if you look at his numbers thus far, Patrick Mahomes only be considered one of the best quarterbacks I've ever played.
Yeah.
If you're strictly looking at what he's done in the years he's been there, two MVPs, he's already won a Super Bowl. His passing yardage are up there with some of the all-time greats. And I'm going to contribute that to offenses pass the ball a whole lot more.
Right.
But regardless, he's still up there. He's the kind of guy that's different and unique because he really can make passes that a lot of other guys can't make. So although the old school in me doesn't want to give him like he's an all-time great now, you can make the argument if you look at his numbers and look at the MVPs and the Super Bowl, which a lot of times you measure a quarterback from, he's had an all-time career already.
Yeah.
So he's a monster, and they keep giving him weapons. And what I saw last night with a young running back, they're going to be even more dangerous.
Yep.
You know, that was the first game, no preseason game, and those guys still pull up 30 points.
Yeah, you're right. LeVon, it was great catching up
so
with
he's
you.
He's a problem. He's an issue.
Yes, he is. And we hope the Steelers defense has the answer. Love catching up with you. We bring you up all the time as an example for how the NFL has evolved. I look at Devin Bush out there and I say, you know, he's about the size of LeVon Kirkland's left leg back in his day.
Yeah,
he just towered
yeah.
over these guys, and it was a complete blast to watch you play.
Yeah, you know what? I was just made for the time I was playing football. I was able to stop the run, and I could match up with tight ends. I was just a different athlete.
Yes, you were.
He's going to be a really good player, and I really like the young nucleus of the Pittsburgh as far as the defense is concerned. So those guys are going to be good. And if Ben comes back and Ben is healthy, they would be just fine.
Yeah, we think so too. All right, LeVon, thank you so much. Check him out on the Believe Podcast Network, the number one podcast network for pros, BLEAV.com. Thanks, LeVon.
Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.